Hello, and thank you for tuning in to our Math Masters podcast. I'm your host, Ms. Daniel, here to share an introductory guide to the mathematics standard shift for Common Core. For years, reports about the declining U.S. performance in mathematics on the international assessments have called for greater focus in mathematics education. The trends in international math and science study and other international studies have concluded that mathematics education in the United States is a mile wide and an inch deep. The United States has a coverage mentality in which students are exposed to a broad array of topics but rarely study a concept in depth. In high-performing countries, the design principle for mathematics education is a deep focus on a few topics with coherent progressions between topics. Studies suggest that post-secondary instructors value greater mastery of prerequisites over a shallow exposure to a wide swath of topics that have little obvious relevance to college-level work. The Common Core State Standards for Mathematics incorporate recommendations for greater focus and coherence in mathematics education. Recent research by William Schmidt reveals that states that had prior standards most similar to the Common Core State Standards show significantly better results on the National Assessment of Educational Progress, known as NAEP. Implementation of the mathematics standards requires much more than new names for old ways of teaching mathematics. Many well-intending educators are spending a great deal of time doing alignment studies to figure out which grade levels various topics have moved to. Quality implementation means more than shuffling topics around. It requires an understanding of three core shifts. This article was adapted from Sandra Alberti's publication, Making the Shifts. For more information, please stay tuned to the subsequent podcast, Making the Mathematics Standard Shifts, Topics 1, 2, and 3. Thanks for joining. And see you on our next podcast.